What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. So, today's episode is going to be about how narcissists really, truly just want control. Control is the essence of most, if not every, single narcissistic person on this planet. Narcissists want to be the shoulder you cry on while simultaneously being the person that makes you cry. You know what I mean? So if you're dealing with a narcissist or a toxic people, understand at the core essence of that being, of that human that you're dealing with, is the want, the undying urge, the undying need. It's like a craving, y'all. Control is like a craving. Like, if you have to ask me what I have an addictive personality, y'all. And I've been clinically diagnosed with narcissistic personality disorder. And I just feel like if you ask me what my main addiction is, other than the human mind, it's control. How to control every situation. How to control the narrative. And that's how I've been my entire life. I want to control what people think about me. I want to control what people feel about me. I want to control people's interpretation of me. The finances of those closest to me. Things like that, y'all. Have I gotten better at doing? Have I gotten better at being a good person? Yes. Honestly, if you ask me, and I know y'all going to disagree with this, but I feel like I've always been a good person for the majority of my life. You know, have I done some bad things? Yes. But has not everybody, you know, what did it say? Let he who is without sin, or she, or they, let them who is without sin cast thy first stone at Lee Hammack. Toss the stone. Me not seeing any stones, because y'all have stones too. So, you know what I mean? So deal with your stones before you try to chuck them at me, because I'm strong. I'm in the gym. I can throw a stone back at your ass quick. You know what I mean? But yeah, control. The essence is control, y'all. It is absolutely insane how much narcissists seek control. Why do narcissists lie? Control. Why do narcissists steal? Control. Why do narcissists cheat? Control. But Lee, how is cheating control? Because if a narcissist can cheat on you and get away with it, they can control the narrative. They control their sexual satisfaction and things like that. Narcissists, oh my goodness, y'all. It's crazy. If a narcissist feels like that they cannot control you in any way, they will discard you. People who are uncontrollable to a narcissist, people who have strong boundaries and stand behind those boundaries and don't let those boundaries get pushed, you can control a narcissist, and narcissistic people don't like that. When you have financial control over a narcissistic person, they don't like that. Like, if you are the breadwinner in the house and you control the flow of cash and finances throughout in the household, a narcissistic person won't like that. They will try to find some way to get back in charge of said finances. If y'all looking at my face, yes, I have a pimple on my face. I feel like I said earlier, I literally feel like a 12-year-old. Well, 13-year-old. I see my 13-year-old son's face start bumping up a little bit now. Little man, proud of him though. Proud of my son, y'all. But yeah, narcissists won't. Speaking of sons, narcissistic people want control of their kids, and they feel like the outcome of their kids. Like, they want control in how they feel and think about. I'm just telling you, at the essence, at the core of dealing with narcissists, I'm telling you, it's about control. Any question that you have to ask about a narcissistic person can be answered with one simple word. One simple seven-letter word. C-O-N-T-R-O-L. T-R-O-L. That sudden drawl came slipping out right there. T-R-O-L. Control. I want, like, at the essence. If you take control away from a narcissist, you take away their power. Narcissists want to control how you react to them. If you don't react to them, you could.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Control, if you are in control of your emotional state, and you control of you have regulation of over your regulations over your reactions to the abuse or to whatever they're doing to you, you win. They can't control you. Why did my narcissist discard me? They can't control you anymore. They've lost control of something. Something, some way, some semblance. Like sometimes you're like, but Lee, he completely, or she, or they completely destroyed me. I don't have anything left. So they have nothing left to control. If you feel like you're completely broken, if you feel like you have nothing left to offer, what can a narcissist control other than your person? Other than your body, what can they control? You know what I mean? They want to control access to sex and relationships and things of that nature. Women control their access to sex. Men control relationships. Blah, 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 boo, 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 beep, beep, beep. You hear that all the time. Narcissistic people. I'm just telling you, to the essence, to the core, at the crux of everything is the need for control. If you take away control from a narcissist, you can possibly defeat them. Everybody, Lee, how do I hurt them? How do I defeat them? Control. Take back your power. You see me say, take back your power? That means take back control over your life. Take back control over your emotional state. Take back control over how you feel and how you think about this person. Take back control of your self-love and your value. Take control of your self-worth. Take back control over your essence, of your faith, of all of it. Take control of everything. They can't control. If they cannot control you, you win. If they have no control of you, they either are going to discard you or you're going to discard them because you realize you don't love that person anymore. You understand that, right? You get that, right? You know what I mean? So if you're dealing with narcissists, toxic people, or whatever, you have to be in control of everything. You just have to. It's on you. But Lee, I don't want control of everything. You have to be in control of everything. You just do. You have to take back your power. If you have no boundaries or a form of control, you understand that, correct? Your boundaries are you controlling how you allow people to come in and out of your life and how you allow people to treat you and behave around you or to you. So if you have boundaries up, that's you having control over yourself. When you have no boundaries or lack of boundaries or weak boundaries, you don't have any control. That narcissistic person swoops in, controls your life, ruins your damn life, and then you blame them. Your boundaries are your power. If you don't have boundaries, how can you have control over anything that you're doing? Truthfully, answer that question. If you don't have boundaries, how do you control anything that you're doing? The class is waiting for an answer. But Lee, how do I establish a strong boundary? Boundaries are not for the narcissist. Boundaries are not for the toxic person. Your boundaries are for you. Shout out Matt Pfeiffer coaching on that one right there. Your boundaries are for you. They are. Why are you setting boundaries on another person if you're not going to follow through with them? The boundaries you set are to protect you and to give you control over your situation. That's it right there. Control. I know I probably said control like 100 times in this video, but I needed to send y'all a subliminal message. Like, you can go to sleep. This be your ambient noise right here. Control, 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 control. You can play this over and over again, y'all. Control. Narcissists want control. I need to get control of my life. I need to get control of my health. They want to control everything. They want to control what you eat. They want to control your weight. Don't go to the gym. You look perfect the way you are. You done gained 30 pounds. You know you don't feel perfect. Hey, what are you going to the gym for? To cheat? Hey, you look perfect. Who cares about the extra 75 pounds? You look great. You look fantastic. Even though I don't want to sleep with you or touch you. You look fantastic. I want to control you. Go lay down. I want to control you. Go to sleep. Eat that big ass bacon cheeseburger. You don't need to be fit. You don't need to be healthy. Celery? Yeah, you can have some celery dipped in ranch dressing and cheese and fried in oil and Crisco fat. They want to control everything about you, y'all. They want to control your emotional state, your finances, your life, how you live, where you go, when you come and when you go. You have to understand the control of the
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Of most, if not all, narcissistic people. And when you take control away from that person, you take back your power. Do y'all not like being in charge? Do you not like having power over yourself? Some of y'all like, you know, some of y'all want to be told what to do and things like that. Some of y'all, if you get the narcissistic red pill asshole out here, you be like, women need to submit. If you're a woman dealing with a toxic narcissistic red pill asshole, women need to be submissive. I know I'm broke as hell. I'm ugly. I'm out of shape. I'm bald headed as hell. I ain't got nothing to offer you, but you, I'm a man. I'm a toxic narcissistic red pill man, and you need to submit to me just because I'm a man. Y'all be listening to shit like that for what? Submit to your man. Y'all need to be submissive. Boop, 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 beep, beep, beep. Submissive. Being super submissive to a person who's not a leader will get you in, will get you taken advantage of, manipulated, and your life ruined. Understand that. People naturally submit to leadership and strength, not to, and sometimes you accidentally, inadvertently submit to manipulation. Don't do that. Believe, that's easier said than done. Don't do that. I'm going to say it hard then. If it's easier said than done, I'm going to say it harder. Let me make it hard to say. Don't do that. Don't do that. Was that hard? It's easier said than done. I just made it hard to say. Do not do that. I know y'all love my ridiculous sense of humor. I know y'all do. But seriously, I'm just literally here to spread a message to help you take your power back and take your strength back. Please do that. Please take heed. Please take power. You have it. What are you waiting on? What are you waiting for? Fear? Fear is a lack of control of your emotional state. People who are courageous, they feel the fear and they do it anyway. I think Tony Robbins said that. Oh, he said that. Somebody said that. People who have strength, they feel the fear. They acknowledge that the fear exists and they do it anyway. I'm scared if I set this boundary, this person is going to leave me. But guess what? If you set that boundary and that person leaves you, they were never meant to be there in the first place. I hate your boundaries. Bye. I hate your boundaries. Bye. That's what you want? Is that what you really want? This is how you envision your life. No. You can be jealous. You can sit right here out of no control of your life, your circumstances, your finances, nothing. You'll be jealous of hell as your friends and family who are living better lives than you in their happy relationships. And you're like, I'm just too scared to live by myself. I'm going to be taken advantage of. Take your power back. Get control. Get control of the fear. When you can control fear, it's like having a damn fireball in your hands. It's like being damn Liu Kang from Mortal Kombat, if y'all know that. If y'all know Mortal Kombat, y'all play that game. When Liu Kang get that damn fireball and hit you with that some bit, that's how I go right there. Being with y'all, stay safe. Stay tuned. Like and subscribe for more. Mental Illness Is Out. Peace. And y'all know my podcast. Y'all know y'all get a few extra minutes. I'm super extremely thankful for every single one of y'all. I really, really do, y'all. I'm super appreciative of all of y'all. I'm super thankful, y'all. Anyways, y'all, like the YouTube channel. If y'all haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel, subscribe to the YouTube channel. Like that thing. Subscribe to that thing. Let me know you came from the podcast. I'll hit you a heart symbol if I see the comment. I get a lot of comments. I'll try to respond to them. Well, y'all, thank y'all so much. Hit that five. Wait. Don't leave yet. I ain't pulled up my 5 stars Apple Podcasts in a minute. What we got? We was at 390-something last time. What we looking like right now? What we looking like? 396? What? Yay. Thank y'all. Sofs12 at... Said, this podcast has helped me not feel crazy. Thank you for putting words and definitions to what I went through. Thank you. 5 stars. Thank you so much. Beach Life 86. I'm divorcing my narc abuser, and your podcast is the first thing that really made me laugh in the year. You speak so much truth, and you speak so frankly. Love it. Appreciate you, Beach Life. Go to the beach. Get your life. Throw a beach ball around. Look, this is your task today. If you listen to this, Beach Life 86, go to the beach. Inflate a beach ball and kick it right in front of your goddamn narcissist's face. I'm just playing. Don't do that. Be safe. Take care of yourself, y'all. I'm so thankful for y'all. Thank you. Peace.